producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, on voting day, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, practical, tactical, and affordable. If you've never run with one mounted somewhere on you, give it a shot. You'll like it. Gallup released a poll recently leading up to this election that shows not only has support for gun control fallen by 15% since 2000, but support for the repeal of current gun control law has risen by 9%. In other words, it's not a situation where America simply does not want or will not support more gun control. It's one which they increasingly support wiping certain laws off the books. According to Gallup, in 2000, 62% of Americans supported more gun control. That's fallen to 47% on the eve of the 2014 midterm election. Over the same time period, support for repealing gun control has risen from 5% in 2000 to 14% in 2014. A third contingent in the poll, people who believe we have enough gun laws already, has also risen. That group went from 31% in 2000 to 38% now. Support for private handgun ownership has skyrocketed between 1959 and this point in 2014. In 1959, 36% of Americans opposed a ban on the ownership of handguns. That percentage jumped to 41 points, sitting at 73% now. The word gets out, eventually. And all of these roosters come home to roost. Now, multiculturalism in Europe has led to basically certain parts of Europe becoming, in effect, Islamic entities. In Sweden, which is a country I have always wanted to visit, Swedish police have ceded control of over 55 no-go zones to predominantly Muslim criminal gangs. This map that they put out with the 55 no-go zones showed where law enforcement has all but handed control to criminal gangs. Now, gun ownership in Sweden is not a rarity. It is. There's lots of people that hunt in Sweden. Handguns are not banned in Sweden, as far as I know. Of course, rifles are out there. So it's not a problem of gun ownership, although it's probably not, percentage-wise, it's probably not like it is here in the United States. In Sweden, officers frequently face outright attacks when trying to enter no-go zones, these areas, which is a step up from the previous problem with attacks on mailmen and fire trucks and ambulances and similar services. Fire trucks and ambulances had to wait for police escort to enter the areas, but now the police themselves need protection. In addition to the 55 no-go zones, they have 186 exclusion areas, also known as crowded, predominantly Muslim immigrant ghettos, where education is low, employment is lower, and the only local business thriving is drug dealing. as the real law in, you know, as the real law backs away, organized crime emerges to take its place. In Sweden today, there's a wider clientele in the areas that are exclusionary areas and no-go zones, where regular people are turning to criminal authorities for justice, a la Godfather, you know, a la the Godfather, if you will. Unofficial courts and punishments are meted out according to the codes of the home cultures of the dominant gangs. The report also points out that there are vehicle checkpoints at the borders of some of these areas. The bad news is it's not the police doing them, it's the gangs securing home turf against law enforcement and rival gangs. Now, they try to keep a semi-low profile in many areas so as not to interfere with their business of dealing drugs and protection rackets and similar illicit activity. But that's not the blanket policy. There are others that seek active confrontation with police to establish absolute dominance. This past May, a pair of policemen in Sweden were in pursuit of a suspect, and they entered one of the no-go zones in the southern city of Landskrona. Their car was rammed, and the officers were forced out of the car. They were cornered by a crowd of some 50 hostile thugs, and they had to draw their weapons to hold them back and called for immediate backup. Several nearby patrol cars responded to this call and sped towards the scene, only to be ordered to stop a half mile away. Just outside the no-go border, the police commander didn't send the backup units in, fearing escalation and an all-out war. The cornered police officers were left to fend for themselves. One of the officers actually knew a few residents who in this area who interfered and convinced the thugs to let them leave. Now, my hope would be that if this were happening in the United States, this is where this militaristic approach that some of law enforcement is taking would actually have some sort of an application, because it's going to take basically urban warfare, as we called it in the military, mount operations, to go in there and clean them out, which is what needs to be done. They need to go into these areas and clean them out. You cannot appease them, because they're going to take what they want. And how do you appease a criminal? This is not the approach the Swedish police are taking. Oh, no. They're expanding their soft approach of dialogue and understanding. After the extensive 2013 Stockholm ghetto riots with hundreds of burned cars and buildings, they responded by mostly staying away and sending forth special dialogue officers to grill halal hot dogs with the miscreants and make them see the errors of their ways. I don't think that worked very well. Starting next year, the Stockholm Police Academy will move to Södertorns Högskola, where the new curriculum will be progressive, with more focus on cultural sensitivity, ethical awareness, gender issues, and more. The aspiring police officers will achieve greater understanding of the intercultural perspective. You know what? With that approach, that could be the first place with borders where ISIS would take up residency. They have decided not to confront them, which is what the police are supposed to do. When you have a criminal, when you're in law enforcement, okay, this is just my vision, you know, my version of it, means nothing. When you're a law officer and you're kitted up as a law officer, and there's a bad guy and there's good guys, you put yourself in between the bad guy and the good guys, and you stop the bad guy. That's not what they're going to do. They're going to try to understand them. And I hope that works for them well when the official language of Sweden becomes Farsi. I hope they have a nice halal hot dog roast and just celebrate till the dogs come home. You know, cats come home. Whatever animal comes home. Somebody's going to come home. But this is, you know, thank you, multiculturalism. One of the countries I wanted to visit is now off limits. I'm not happy about that. We'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to talk about the unintended consequence of big money gun control. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Americans, it's the end of the world as you've known it. Hi, this is Larry Crist with Baby Boomer Back at Plan.com. And right now, if you're a middle-class American, you probably feel like you're being squeezed out of existence. As incomes drop, food prices rise, and job markets remain abysmal, how will you provide the cash flow you and your family need to survive? Every generation knows that the old plan of trading 40 hours a week for 40 years, then retiring to a golf course is a thing of the past. But while the traditional concept of retirement is fading, a new and exciting time of re-inspirement is emerging. You can find out how friends of mine from 25 to 85 years old have learned the secrets of creating cash flow and freedom they never dreamed possible in my free special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Yes, it is the end of the world as we've known it, but you'll be re-inspired by my special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, on voting day. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. They are practical, they are tactical, and they are affordable. Go check them out. government of the people, by the people, and for the people. That coming from Lincoln's famous Gettysburg address. Doubtless the most succinct summation of the miracle established by the founders of our republic. Segue to 2014, and now we exist in the abomination rogue executive branch state, and is rubber-stamped U.S. Senate majority running interference. President Lincoln's hallowed words don't really resonate anymore. Obama promised change, and that surely is what he has given us. All bad, all the time. He and his legions have accomplished his change with the complicity of the U.S. Senate majority headed by Majority Leader Harry Reid, who rules that body with an iron fist. Had the Senate majority been different, some of this lawlessness could have possibly been checked. We the people, as voters, as Americans, who care most deeply about the future of our republic because we realize that we leave it to our children and our grandchildren, can end this distortion of democracy. And we can do it today. We can bring about our own brand of change. We can vote to change the Obama clone majority of the Senate, and we can vote to retain the responsible members of the U.S. House who are resisting Obama's threat to fundamentally transform the United States of America. Why would you change the greatest nation on the planet? Why would you change that? Is it lonely being number one? Much of the unlawful, scandalous abuse of power that marks the Obama out-of-control bureaucracies has been exposed to the light of day through unstinting oversight by House committees, through government or non-government agencies like Judicial Watch, here on talk radio, various members of the media who are not actually in their pocket. You know, you can put them all in a very small car, but, you know, they're out there. Among his multiple lies to the American people, his promise to create the most transparent administration in history sort of ranks along with, if you like your health care plan, you can keep it. This administration is the most opaque, tainted by serial cover-ups of misconduct and malfeasance, with obstruction of congressional oversight at every turn. Let me paraphrase what are perhaps the most dangerous words written into law. The Secretary shall write such rules and regulations deemed necessary to carry out the purpose of this act. Agencies now see such language as license to manufacture power, to self-define or ignore or reinvent the intent of Congress. Federal regulations, the Federal Register last year published 26,417 pages of agency edicts comprising 3,659 separate rules. That doesn't include the 24,261 notices of rules changes. Right now, currently, there's 3,305 regulations at some stage pending with 63 different federal agencies. What makes this malignant tumor growth of executive power in this administration so different is that it is outside the law, outside any authority of the national legislature, outside the courts, funded illegally, and it is outside any authorization or appropriation by Congress. By fiat, they have, you know, just created law that Congress specifically voted down. Everything from the EPA unilaterally shutting down power plants that may well leave Americans without electricity, to twisting UN treaties into pacts to avoid certain U.S. Senate defeat. Then there's the question of their specifically refusing to carry out existing law. Take this ongoing immigration mess, where Homeland Security refuses to either seal the border or deal with the mass invasion of illegal aliens of unknown origin. In short, this Senate acquiescence of the Obama administration is not, the bureaucracy isn't just bigger, it's corrupted. Perhaps the best example is the weaponization of the IRS. When they were caught, the top officials lied, they refused to honor congressional subpoenas and destroyed massive digital evidence sought under lawful subpoena. Recently, the head of that agency, John Koskinen, told a congressional inquiry, "Whenever we can, we follow the law." And that is the one sentence that sums up everything wrong in Washington that you, as voters, can fix. Washington is broken, and Obama is in charge of the broken, corrupt machine. And you can fix it. You can fix it. But you do have to act. You do have to get out. You'll have to stand in line for a little bit. You'll get a stamp. You have to show your ID in some cases, and you'll get to vote. If you're concerned about, or if you're afraid for the future of this nation, if you're afraid for what you're going to leave to the people that come after you, this is the time to take up the ballot box. Now, if we succeed, we can lead the way to putting our government back on the path defined by Lincoln. A government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And if we fail, and if they take it, if some malfeasance happens, we grow closer and closer to that time when we're going to be going from the ballot box. We're going to skip, you know, we may end up skipping the judicial box, and we may go to the cartridge box, to the ammo box. If you are like me, and you are prepared to go to the ammo box, we should prefer to try it with the ballot box first. Because those that we love will be affected by the ammo box. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code, the only holster I wear. Practical, tactical, and affordable. Those of you that go to the big box store and see him for X amount of dollars, you can get a real serious way to carry your weapon around for the same price by going to tacticalholsters.com. I talked about these guys briefly. They're coming out of Texas. They call themselves the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, named after the co-founder of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Like that defunct organization which called for reform of community policing, demanding that police come from the neighborhoods they serve, the Huey P. Newton Gun Club says they are marching to promote self-defense and community policing. In response to recent high-profile stories about police shootings of unarmed black Americans across the country. To the protesters, community policing is more than a phrase or word. Communities should be protected by the members of the community and held accountable, according to them. This is ironically the same original vision for community policing articulated in 1812 by Sir Robert Peel. It may surprise many of you to discover that our communities have only had police as we know them for a little over 200 years. Even then, it took a little while for Peel's concept of police forces to make its way to the United States. Since then, it has become a normal state of affairs that many cannot imagine. They would not imagine it the way it is today. Huey Newton was a law major, and when he was operating, he strived to stay within the bounds of legality. There was that notable slip-up with the California General Assembly, where Ronald Reagan, governor of California, signed the Mulford Act, which prohibited carrying loaded guns in public space. The goal of the Panthers, as they explained it, was to assert the rights of the people to defend themselves against corrupt police within the bounds of the law. And today, that's what the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, they say that's exactly what they're doing today. Police have kept a close eye on the protesters while also trying to keep their distance. One officer, when asked about this, said there's really nothing that we can do about it. Open carry protests are not against the law. Others refuse to comment. As they marched down MLK Boulevard, Malcolm X Boulevard, chanting justice for Michael Brown, the unarmed black American teenager shot and killed by police in suburban St. Louis town of Ferguson. Police looked very uneasy. Yes, this is all a text. I'm just giving it to you verbatim. Since that first protest, the gun clubs hit the streets again. They say that black open carry is here to stay. They are not focusing so much on the St. Louis incident now, and they say that their goal is to shed light on local shootings by police. Huey Freeman, the organizer of one of the Falls marches, said, "We think that all black people have the right to self-defense and self-determination. We believe we can police ourselves and bring security to our own communities." They patronize several South Dallas businesses but keep their money in the community and teach their neighbors about their right to self-defense. They claim they're only there to educate people about their rights and defend against illegal violence perpetrated by rogue officers or even drug dealers. They have a diverse group supporting them. Many are black Americans, but there's many that are Latino and Caucasian as well. One open carry protester said, "We need to arm ourselves, not to attack anybody, but in self-defense. We can't just let people come into our community, whether they are law enforcement or not, and just gun our people down, and there is no accountability." During the demonstration, they were followed by unmarked police cars, and they temporarily blocked off MLK Boulevard so the protesters could safely cross the street. Protester Charles Goodson said, "I would rather them not be here because there are many issues going on here with regards to police brutality. But at the same time, if it helps the community by seeing the police here or makes more people comfortable, then that's fine." So what do we have here? We have a group of people that are black asserting their rights. With a little bit of confusion, I think, perhaps. It's this whole unarmed teenager thing. I think you know where I stand on that. More to it than meets the eye that phrase might give away. Michael Brown wasn't shot because he existed. He was shot because he broke an officer's face and did a strong arm robbery. He was shot because he was charging. He was shot the first time because he was wrestling for a gun. So there's a little bit more to this. But I think that overall, their goal is one that we should support. They're talking about, with Hurricane Sandy up in New York and New Jersey, in a place where there weren't a lot of gun owners, people flocked to where the gun owners were because they knew that the gun owners would protect them because the police weren't there. The fact that these people are getting out and shooting, or not shooting, they're out there protesting and talking about shootings of people. There are incidents. There's James Harper. He was shot and killed by a Dallas officer in July of 2012 when a raid was executed on his home. These no-knock raids kill lots and lots of people. More people than they should. No word on whether Mr. Harper was actually at the address they meant to raid, or whether they did it on good information. But this is them hearkening back nearly to the time of our founding where they're saying, we will take care of ourselves. This is self-reliance. This is them declaring self-reliance. This is them throwing off, in a lot of ways, a whole lot of the talking points that gun grabbers throw at them on a daily basis. They are ready for self-defense. And they're basically saying the same thing I do. They're using the police department where I say the government. Darren X, an open carry protester with a group, said the end goal is to establish the situation where all black people in every community are armed. They're ready to do self-defense, not just against the police department, but against drug dealers or against anybody who would bring harm to the communities. The biggest glaring thing about this is, where is the media on this? Where is the media? Where is Sharpton? Where is Jackson? Where's Obama? Where are these people who are getting out? You know, normally what they would say in this particular incident is because, based upon the fact that more guns are not the answer. And yet this group, Huey P. Newton Gun Club, have ignored that. They have said, we will take care of ourselves, and we will do it, and we will do it from a position of strength. They want to operate within the boundary of the law, the boundary of legality, and they're only going to come out when something illegal is happening. I got no problem with that. I have no problem with that. I gotta find a way to reach out to them. I need them here. I want to talk to them. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, on voting day. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This hour brought to you in part by G-Code. The only holster I wear. If I'm not wearing G-Code, I'm wearing nothing at all. Think about that. I've got a question. Shannon Watts, the head of the Moms Demand Action for Gun Safety in America, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the billionaire Bloomberg Everytown for Gun Safety, she claims that she supports the Second Amendment. We are in no way anti-gun, she asserts in various videos that she's put out there. So, I have a question. In what way is the Moms Demand Action pro-gun? What gun rights does the Common Sense Gun Laws group support? Now, in videos before, the former Monsanto PR hack has mentioned firearms used for warfare and hunting. What about armed self-defense? To nail this down, could some journalist out there who give her so much FaceTime on camera please ask her, do you think that women should be able to carry a concealed weapon to defend themselves against rapists? You could add, in states like New Jersey, where citizens have to prove a justifiable need to secure a concealed weapons permit, here's a specific case from Gun Control Heavy Chicago that you can cite. A 58-year-old woman jogging along the lakefront in Hyde Park was sexually assaulted Friday morning, police said. The woman was jogging on the 5700 block of South Lakeshore Drive around 11:10 a.m. when a man approached her from behind. The man grabbed her and pulled her to the ground in a semi-secluded area before physically restraining and sexually assaulting her. In response to the attack, the police said, advise people to avoid secluded areas such as parks, alleys, and vacant lots, and to run in groups when possible. How about carrying a gun? Is that okay with MDA? Or with Ms. Watts? Or is she hiding behind her civilian disarmament agenda to avoid being marginalized by Americans who do actually support the Second Amendment? I've never heard anybody ask, which gun rights do you support if you're so pro Second Amendment? I'm waiting to see in the various states like Connecticut and everything. In Connecticut, let's see, in Connecticut, Bloomberg has pledged $1.7 million to help Governor Daniel Malloy. That will undoubtedly be used to flood airwaves with attack ads and fill mailboxes. It's already happened. It's already been done. But with the Gallup poll out about less gun control and repealing certain laws, this is one of those moments where, say with I-594, all of this money spent by these billionaires could boomerang back and hit these gun grabbers square in the face. Because anti-gun money frequently throws gasoline on the fire for a pro-gun voter. This is the problem with gun. This is the problem that gun control faces. One of the reasons that anti-gun, well, in Colorado, the people in the grassroots that were calling for these recall elections of these two prominent state senators were outspent 8-1 or 7-1, something like that. They were massively outspent, and yet they persevered. They recalled and then fired two sitting state senators, including the state Senate president. And right now, Hickenlooper, who is, last I looked, he was down by 5 points to Bob Beauperez. Hickenlooper is about to get fired over it. And he lied about everything he did. And, you know, this is the governor of a state that wanted to play with the big boys. So he cozied up to Bloomberg. He cozied up to Biden. This money that they spend does have an effect on the pro-gun voter. An effect that gets them out. Gun control groups have a tendency to drop a significant amount of money very close to elections in last-ditch efforts to try to persuade the undecided. And while they may believe that this political activism will help them, it could end up hurting their cause based upon this Gallup poll that just came out. Americans have grown wise to the fact that gun control doesn't stop crime. Crime victims, when that woman was having her jaw broken in three places by that meth head, she wasn't concerned about whether or not gun control worked because she was being attacked with a hammer. And the end result, you know, as far as the wounds she sustained, are probably very akin to those with a gun. They may have more life-changing consequences down the road as time goes on than if she'd been shot. Now, Democrats are most likely to support new gun law, but Democrats have supported a lot of things that have turned out to be losers. Okay, energy is one of my favorite ones because today the modern automobile is arguably so technologically superior that they can run for... The car I drive on a daily basis is the 1999 Ford Expedition. Doesn't burn any oil. Gets fairly decent gas mileage. And I'm pretty sure the emissions are pretty doggone good. And they're not even required here in South Carolina. There's no haze or pall around the cities where people drive. Gasoline is in plentiful supply. We could solve every financial problem we've got if we just go and get our oil. And yet, despite the fact that in 17 years there has not been one uptick in temperature, according to the global people, the climate change people, man has hurt Mother Earth. Gaia is in distress. And the UN is trying to lead the way. And Obama's letting his EPA, like we talked about earlier, that they're imposing things that Congress never voted for. And guess what? Everybody's going to feel that pain. Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. There are very few elite Democrats out there. And their audience is going to wake up one morning and open their power bill, and it's going to say, you know, $1,100 for last month. And they keep trying to stack the deck on all these things. And through it all, with all the things that you look at today that are so blatantly unconstitutional that if the founding fathers would go into a massive seizure, one big mass seizure in front of us if they saw this. Through it all, the one group of people that has managed to maintain and keep closest to what the founders envisioned are me and you, the American gun owner. We fight back. We don't take it. If they manage to get it passed, then we make it very expensive for them, professionally. Second Amendment supporters are very famously single-issue voters who are motivated on election day if they think their constitutional rights are at risk. So when they see a television or a radio ad attacking a pro-gun candidate, they become even more motivated to vote in order to protect their rights. Now, for the anti-gun voters, they have other issues that they're very interested in. Environmentalism, do you have the right to take care of your own uterus, women? Women should get paid more. There should be a $30 minimum wage, all that other malarkey. When this election is over, Bloomberg and Giffords and Watts, the Joshes, Obama, Biden, Schumer, Feinstein, all of you anti-gun, anti-liberty dinosaurs, take a moment to look out over the results and take stock of what America tells you. And if we are successful with this, if we actually do get where we need to be on this election, let's not sit back and say, wow, that was a job well done. We need to badger these people to death and make sure they stay the course that we put them in position. We put them in the position. Now, drive. Everybody's homework is to vote today. We'll do it again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. Never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.